Hello and welcome back to the Spotlight. I'm your host Kente, and I'm here with, of course, PK Silent Night. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm back, everybody.
And Neon, as well as DL, is not with us today, and we're joined by the lovely Shirley Martin.
Where's the donuts? You said there must be donuts.
And
Pass
you
it.
can't promise that man and not have it. I mean,
I'm sorry, Monk had the donuts, and Monk, didn't come, so he took the donuts with him.
Oh, we got some. This is you're gonna have to get wait till after the show because we know how you act with sugar.
What? Hey.
Exactly.
And
the locking.
a little programming note. This will be we are gonna take a hiatus after this show. We're coming back on July 14th. So there won't be any spotlights for about 3 weeks. So that's a little programming note. But we are joined by Erica Hughes. How are you doing, Erica?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Now you are a writer, a filmmaker. The poison that you used to use is Movie Storm, as I like to refer to it. First of all, before we get into your use of Movie Storm, how did you get involved in Machinima?
I got involved with that through my website,
You want to turn down your radio?
my website, screenwritersdaily.com. I do a lot of research on animation and how to make it and create it and things like that. And it kind of worked out that I was researching for some of the people that I worked with through the website. Doing some consultation and just helping people put pitches together and things like that. When what happened is I stumbled across Movie Storm and just from there kind of tried it out a little bit and everything just kind of went from there.
Now, what sold you on
What
using
sold
Movie Storm?
Well, I found an interface extremely easy to use. That was the most important thing. Now, a lot of the people who were writing into screenwritersdaily.com, they were reading articles that I that were on the website, and they would inquire, "How can I do this? How can I do that? How do I get animation? I'm not an artist, but I'm a writer." And so I knew that they wouldn't have the technical skills to kind of develop the program or really use a program, that's, the animators would typically use. So I thought, okay, well, let me give this a try to see if there is something that they could do with it, if it'll be easy for them to use. And I found it extremely easy. And so it just kind of went from there.
How long did it take you to, well, I guess I don't want to say master, but get to feel comfortable with using the program?
Probably within minutes, because I have a background in software and in film and editing from having worked at Sony, and they put us through a lot of strenuous training courses every week while I was there, because I worked for their software editing department with which was for Vegas Pro and Acid and SoundForge. So I had a really strong background with that, and then I'm just I'm just inclined that way, to use those type of programs. So it was fairly easy for me. I got the concept right away. It was a matter of, okay, how do you make this artistic? What initially started as kind of a just something to kind of test a program out, I thought, this is kind of fun. Let's see what I can do with it.
So if I have any issues with Sony Vegas, I could just go to you.
You can.
All right.
I
All
haven't
right.
used anything beyond 8.0 though, so.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. But enough of the
Oh,
personal stuff out the window.
wait
So 2020 AD is a project that I've heard a lot about. Tell the audience about it and how did this come about and what's the plot of it?
Well, 2020 AD is a sci-fi animated movie, and it was just kind of something I picked out of a hat. It was kind of a test project. It was a matter of, what can we do with this animation software and what can I create from it? And what started as kind of me testing the program out, it turned into, it just got kind of serious. You know, I brought some guys in that would help me do the voiceover. And it initially started as something that was supposed to be about 15 minutes long. And I just wasn't happy with 15 minutes. So then it turned to, 45 minutes. And then 45 minutes turned into an hour and 18 minute long feature. The plot changed over time. The gist of the story is, or the, you know, the summary is, because it's supposed to be kind of goofy and kind of a B-movie type thing. And it's doomed to a colorless existence in a faraway galaxy in 2020. Man will stage a war for freedom in this science fiction B-movie adventure. When 14-year-old Ophelia Nightflower is kidnapped by aliens, she is taken to a distant planet where male humans are kept as slave laborers and women are used for breeding, human women. And so the little girl is rescued by an alien hunter and his rebellion that's trying to free the humans from these aliens and get back to, I guess, Earth or whatever. And the question is whether the girl goes home or she stays with them, that kind of helped them, you know, win their freedom. And initially, you know, the whole plot with the child wasn't supposed to be there, but the actor who was voicing for the main character, he kind of disappeared. And, you know, to his credit, he did do all of his lines. He did everything that was supposed to be involved. And so I told him we were done, and he disappeared off the face of the earth. And it turns out, you know, I still had more things that I wanted to do. So to kind of fill in some of the spaces there, I created another character, and the story got a little longer.
Yeah, that's the thing about doing this on the net. You know, people can just disappear, and you really can't, you know, you can't find them, you know.
You can't find him. And, you know, we had real world contact, but he, some things changed in his life, and he ended up moving to Kansas from Florida. And so I couldn't even find him in the same state. And, you know, I just hoped that he would check in, and, you know, and he eventually did and helped out some more, but that's kind of how, you know, things went.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit of a journey. And it was funny because, you know, that was just one of the many, you know, little mishaps that happened along the way. That to losing every single file for the movie, which is like getting kicked in the gut by a giant. So that was hard. So it was just little things that happened. And what I did on the latest update to the DVD is I added commentary so that the viewer, you know, if they want to listen with commentary, they can. And I kind of explain a lot of what happened on the DVD.
Now that's something that really caught my eye initially, is the fact that you are marketing your Machinima for retail and as a DVD, which, you know, I mean, it's been done, but I've just found it interesting that you've gone that route. How's that going?
It's going okay. I haven't marketed as much as I could, and that's because I'm doing a little bit more with the DVD. I plan to redo the commentary because the movie changed. Some people found the beginning of the movie, the first 15 minutes, hard to follow. And, you know, if you can't get it right in the first 15 minutes, people will put it aside. So I want it to feel authentic. I don't want it to feel like, you know, just something somebody threw together. I want it when a person is buying it and they put in their DVD, you know, they feel like they're watching something that someone put time and energy to. It should feel authentic. You know, like when you watch a Pixar movie, it won't be as good as, you know, Pixar. Because Pixar, they use RenderMan, which is their video engine that they use to create it. And, you know, that stuff is like $1,600 to like $3,000 for that animation software. You know, it won't be that good, but, you know, they should feel like they're watching something of quality. And so that was important to me if I'm going to sell it on a DVD.
Mm-hmm. Much respect for you for that, definitely.
Oh, yeah. We can't do any bootleg stuff.
So don't get a copy and sell it on the street corners, guys.
All right, guys. No, this bootlegger actually asked me that. He said, can I find your movie online? Okay. Are you seriously asking me that, dude? Really?
You go to Chinatown and see your movie.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you can't find it on that.
You go to a house party and they're like, oh, I got this 2020 AD that I picked up. Like, what the heck?
I don't want to touch that right now. It's too hot.
I'm sure Erica will come after you.
Personally.
Now, also, you are a voice actress as well. What are some of the projects you voice acted in besides your own?
Oh, gosh. I can't even name them because I've done so many. And, you know, we were talking about Ring of Time earlier, which is Shirley Martin's project. And I love it. And I was talking about her website. And you said, Erica, you're in that. And so, you know, it's just little things like that. Because I forget the things that I've been voicing for because I've been doing so many little projects here and there. But I don't do a whole lot of voice acting. I do a lot of writing mostly. I prefer anything that's behind the scenes. But if there's some type of little project somebody wants me to work on or a bigger one, you know, I'm game for it. I just, you know, the more I can add to my portfolio, you know, it's good with me.
And, you know, you are voice acting in one of my projects, Mayhem, and you play very own PK, Silent Nights, wife in the series. So she'll be very... Mm-hmm. Very interesting. When that premieres, I'm gonna get the cast to come on and talk about it. So I'd like to thank you for agreeing to do that. And you're a director's dream because I gave her the script and like I think it was like an hour later I had like all the lines back. It was like wow, like wow. I mean, like I gave her like two scripts and I'm used to like you know in a couple 3 weeks maybe a month. You know, you was like right back. I was like, man.
Yeah, here you go. I'm right here. I'm all set up.
Hey, I love it. So,
love that too.
Well, yeah. You're a good voice actress, whether or not you have a lot of experience. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. I'm trying. One of the things I'm going to do is I did a Stephen King Dollar Baby, and I got permission to do that.
Oh, wow.
And so that's one of the projects that I have coming up. One of the things about the Stephen King projects is if it's a dollar baby, for anyone that's listening that don't know what those are, it's basically Stephen King's company will allow you to take one of his short stories and make a movie based on it. And you can't sell it commercially. You know, you can enter it in festivals and you can do that sort of thing. And you pay $1, you know, to option it or what have you. And you can make a movie from it. So I got permission. I got the forms and everything to do a dollar baby. And it's good Lord. I forgot the name of the story. It just left. It's on the tip of my tongue. But it's the one about the teacher with the students. It's it's the one with the teacher. And the who's looking at her class, and she's suspicious that they're aliens or there's some type of monsters and there's something evil going on with those kids. And the darn name just slipped my mind just that fast. But that's the one that I chose and got permission to do. So I'll be doing that, and that'll be the next voice project and animation I do. Would be for that Stephen King dollar baby.
Wonderful.
That'd be interesting to have for a portfolio as well.
Oh yeah. It will be.
So
love to see that.
Another thing that I, when doing research, you were supposed to be on the show the end of last season, and when I was doing my research about you, I came across a talent that I don't know if a lot of people in the community know that you have, is that you are a singer as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself a singer. I sing. Everybody can sing. It's just a matter of whether you can sing good.
Well, You had multiple videos of you singing, and so is this something that you want to pursue professionally?
No way. It's just something I like to do. I'm singing all the time. I'm at the computer and I'm just singing, and it's just it's almost an annoying habit to sing constantly. And you know, sometimes when I'm bored and I'm between projects, and I'm usually in a day when I have free time, and I'm working on the different projects, and I hit that kind of lull, you know, between one thing and another, I say, oh, I guess I'll record something. So I just kind of pop, you know, acid open and say, okay, and pull up an instrumental and I'm singing to it. So it's just something.
Hey, you get really into it too. I mean, you know, you be like, well, you go into the singer's trance, you know?
Oh, Lord.
Man, it was funny. I just happened to catch it. Because I think your video, we were talking about this earlier, that it was connected to some of your machinima. And then I just happened to catch it. And I was like, oh, she sings too. So, you know, the question is, if somebody was doing a part that required singing, would you be game for it?
Actually, I would. That would be fun.
Oh, okay. So all those.
I actually tried it with one of my own before, and it was okay. It was difficult to get it, you know, to sync the puppet's lips with the singing, but I was able to do it.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah, Shirley, that's a tough thing with Movie Star, is getting the musical numbers, getting them to sync, singing, you know. Mm-hmm. You ever been able to do that? Have you ever done a music video in Movie Storm?
No. I added some music where the character was singing to one movie I did a long time ago. But yeah, unless you have the singing is separate from the music itself, you can't really match it.
Yeah,
because the person's going to open their mouth if the guitar turns on, or, you know.
Right, yes. Yeah, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
It'd probably be easier to rap. Huh.
Yeah, that's a little easier. I may actually have a clip of that video. It was a 2020 AD video, one of the samples I did very early on. And I know it's online, kind of under a private setting, but I actually did that in one of the first test videos that I made. So,
okay. Now, you know, some of us, you know, we should definitely stay away from singing, but you can continue. You did a fine job. So, you know, and like I said earlier, if you are willing to share it on YouTube, you know, you must feel strong about what you can do, right?
Mm. And as strong as far as I can do as far as singing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I hear videos all the time, and sometimes people sing bad. I don't know what I sound like to other people. I just like to do it. and I don't expect a lot of people to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been really incognito about it. But
oh, so I'm bringing you out the singing closet.
Yeah, you outed me.
Once again.
and the name of that Stephen King story is Suffer the Little Children.
Oh, okay.
Now that it's back in my head there, but it's Suffer the Little Children. And I did a voice for another Dollar Baby, and that's how I got the idea for it, it's called Hard Ride. And I did it for a writer friend of mine, and so I said, you know, I think I'll give this Dollar Baby thing a try. You know, it's a lot of things. I think people who are into these movies, I think, you know, in making animation and making films, in general, you know, I think that we're all just really creative people. It's our outlet, you know. And, you know, as far as, you know, I write novels. I write romance novels. That's the very first thing that I do as a writer. And then for me, film comes next, and then maybe a little voice acting, and then the consulting stuff on the side, you know, as far as the business end of things, and publishing. you know, and so those are all the things that I'm into, and it keeps me busy. There is a movie that I'm doing a rewrite for now, and it's called Bone Crusher. You can actually watch a clip of the short.
Is it about the rapper?
It's about.
I was thinking about him too. Funny.
No, it's about a fighter. Okay. And it's I'm not in the chat anymore because I was getting a lot of feedback, so I had to go out of it. But I'll post it here for you. It's called Bone Crusher. You can actually watch a scene from it. And so I'm doing a rewrite for that script. I do a lot of ghostwriting. As far as like movies and filmmaking and all that good stuff. So that's pretty much what I'm into right now. So.
All right. Now, as a woman, how have you been received in the Machinima community?
I think I've been embraced. I think people have been supportive. And I want to give some of that back. I don't always have a lot of time to look at everybody's work, and that's something I want to take the time to do, just kind of check it out. Every now and then I stick my head in, so I don't have a lot of time to get kicked in the stomach, you know, mm-hmm. by anybody, not that anybody would, you know, but for the most part, I think people have been very supportive, and most people don't know I'm female because I go by E. Hughes. You know, I can be Eric Hughes or Edward Hughes or, mm-hmm. you know, Edamato through you, something. You know?
So we've outed you as a woman as well. All your secrets are exposed on this show.
Yeah, I got a little Adam's apple here or something.
No, I don't.
I assure you, I don't. But I think Matt has been very supportive.
Matt Killen.
Yeah,
the founder of
Movie Storm, because I've seen, you know, he interviewed me for that article that he did. And I think it was just because the DVD was the 2020 AD DVD was the first commercial, you know, DVD that they were aware of. And so I thought that was a nice honor, and I was really pleased that they acknowledged it. And, you know, so I really want to make sure that I'm representing them well if, you know, they kind of put it out there. And then I saw something recently that they wrote in December. I think it was some type of article that Movie Storm released about, you know, some of their end users making money with the DVDs. Not DVDs, but with their animation. So, and the nice thing about Movie Storm is that you don't have the licensing issue that, a lot of the other, you know, products out there have. You know, what you create is your movie, and that's the way it should be. You know, there shouldn't be, we need, a watermark on your movie, or, you know, you need to acknowledge us in everything. So I think that's good.
Yeah, and you know, it's good too, because I know Movie Storm's taken its lumps in the past year or so, and a lot of them were deserved, but it's good to have someone, a user, actually stand up for the company, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, I've done my share. You know, I've gone to their website, and you know, I've gotten into it with people over certain things, you know, just how their payment structure is for the product. I don't care for it. You know, I was just so, you know, dead set against it. And for me, it was just easier to just buy the whole product and not worry about the month-to-month subscriptions. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't like people in my business, my face, or in my bank account, you know, every month. This is just something I find extremely irksome. So
I don't like nobody in my account. So I know how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I was one of those people that got on there and, you know, I'm like, this is bull, you know. But that's the one, you know, everything comes with, you know, pros and cons, you know, and they're doing what they can to sell their product. And so I'm with that, whatever they need to do.
All right. Well, what can we expect from you in the near future?
Well, I've been working on some live action things. I've been, and right now, you know, I'm working on And I think I just sent a link to the movie to Kente. Mm-hmm. And it's I to posted Bone Crusher.
Yeah, I posted it. Yeah.
So you can look at that if you want and let everybody know about it. I'm doing the script for that. And it's mostly as the ghostwriter in the background. The filmmaker behind the movie, we've worked together for years on different projects. And me mostly behind the scenes as kind of like a writer who'll give me a script. And, you know, everything is in lowercase, no descriptions, and, you know, just some sparse things here and there, and I turn it into something that they can actually use on a movie set, and we just go from there. That's the most current thing that I'm doing. The other thing is I've been working with Crystal Diane Stevens. She's with Trendy Pictures. And I'm kind of an associate producer, helping out on a movie called Crucify You, which is kind of a thriller type horror story. And just helping with some marketing things on the other project, which is Organized Criminal. You can look that up online. So, you know, I'm doing a lot of live action stuff. I hope to get back into some animation because that's one of my favorite things to do. But it's, I can only do it when I have nothing else on the plate as far as books. I have lovelovepublishing.com. That's love and then a hyphen lovepublishing.com. And that's a publishing company that I started, and we actually have about 5 books that will go live soon. If I can get enough time to finish the cover artwork for them, we'll go live soon, and it'll be available in different retail outlets. I haven't decided them all, but they have an established printer, and it's going very, very well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so just different things that I do. I've been working with writers through ScreenwritersDaily.com. I've really toned it down a little bit with some of the management and consulting stuff. You know, I get a lot of stuff every day from people who want me to help them put their pitches together because they have an idea for animation. And they want to pitch it to a movie studio, and they follow some of the stuff that I already have out there, but they want to get feedback on something specific. And I've been doing that for years. And, you know, people pay, you know, small fees and things like that, or they want me to help them. And I don't have time for it anymore. So I've pretty much kicked everybody to the curb except for one writer. And his name is Kevin Isaacson. And I've been negotiating with ICM, which is one of the top management companies out there. It's International Creative Management. Just trying to get him. I got Patrick Warburton from the show Modern Family.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
To read his script. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had to go through his agents and managers. And so they take me seriously as someone presenting this work to them, and they're getting him to read it, and they want to know where we go from here. So we have to build that project and put it together, because you can't just send a script to an actor who's already established and say, yeah, we want you to read it. Now where do we go? Well, we actually have to have something in production
right.
to really get it off the ground. So so it's been a lot of stuff on the business end that I'm doing, on the writing end that I'm doing. So I haven't had a whole lot of time for the machinima. Kevin right now is, I'm kind of his, he's kind of my Rod Tidwell, Cuba's Rod Tidwell.
Show me the money.
right. Show me the money. That's Kevin right now, and I'm Jerry Maguire, and he's my lone client. And so he's hanging in there with me, and we're getting it done. We really, truly are. And there was one other guy, and his product is called Queedles. And he was the one that kind of made me go off the deep end. We're like, I can't do it anymore. And Queedles is spelled Q-U-E-E-T-L-E-S. Look it up. It's the most adorable product ever. And we put together a cartoon for it. And he had some stuff done before, but we were making a DVD and doing all these things. And the man would call at 1 a.m. And that's when I said, I'm done with this stuff. And he actually went with one of the stories that I wrote, and he's actually selling it now. So I'm like, should I, you know, pursue this? But I said, you know what? It's for a good cause. I'll leave it at that, and he can go with it because the man irritates the crap out of me. so that's why, you know, it's just that one person now that I'm working with. I'm not doing anything else for a while. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I've been doing. And one other project. I'm a huge, huge, huge Kung Fu junkie. I love it. I watch it. I know every movie out there.
Will you marry me?
I know, right?
You might get kicked in the head. I'm messing with somebody that, you know, like this sort of stuff. But that's my dream project. And that's something I'm actually trying to build now. Is put that project together, and the script is almost complete, and so I'm trying to get talent attached to it, and really build that project too. So that's my dream project, and I hope to do that within a year or so, or have it, you know, the production all set up within a year.
Wow. You have a lot of great stuff going on. I think you have a lot of marriage proposals in the audience. I think the number one thing is we have one a warlord who says, wow, I'm in love. An actress who gets the lines in fact. Sounds great. Be still my heart. She likes kung fu, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much.
Line forms to the left.
Thank you so much, Erica, for coming on the show. You know, guys, check it out. It's 2020 AD. You know, it'll be available, I imagine, soon, right? In a few months.
2020 AD has been out for a year.
I'm talking about
the new. Yeah, it should be out very soon. It's just a matter of when I get the advertisements on the DVD in the special section. And that can happen. The movie is already complete. The DVD is already set up. And if I don't get the ads in there in time, I'm just going to go live with it within a month and a half or so.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And, you know, if you have anything else that you need to promote or anything, please, you know, share it with us. We'll make sure we get it out there to the audience.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Especially if you need actors or any type of original talent attached, because I'm a whore for original roles.
All right. I'm going to take you up on that.
As I'm sure many people in the audience are as well, but yeah.
All right. Well, this was the show. I'd like to thank you, PK, Shirley, and Ken, filling in for Monk. Thank you, Ken. This is going to be, as I said, the last show for a while, for until July 14th. Right, programming note is, in Second Life, we will be airing Darth Angelus's finale of Chronicles of Humanity in the University of Western Australia's amphitheater. It'll start momentarily. So I put in the chat room the way you can get there. Just click the link. We're going to be showing episode 8, which is the season finale of Chronicles of Humanity. It was supposed to be Monday, but there were some technical issues. So we're doing it today or tonight. So I have to say, from everybody here, our good friend Chris 62, as you may know, lost his son today. And I just want to put my personal condolences out to him. I'm sure everybody here feels the same way, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it was an unfortunate accident that happened to his son, his oldest son, or his only son, Chris 62. And, you know, so everybody, please pray for him and his family in this tough time. So at University of Western Australia, we'll be showing the film, and we'll see you in 3 weeks on the Spotlight.
So, take care, everybody.
Take care.
All right. Cheers, Jimmy.
Everyone avoids me like a psycho.